Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Before we get to today's community building and that amazing Green Day concert, I want to give a quick shout out to our friends over at Geico. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it could be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance, along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
This is a show about a team that started to grow, a community. Wiggler and Jazz, here till it ends. Meet up with Pastor Dale Greendale with all of our friends. The brightest timeline's here to shine the way. Community building is here to stay.
Yeah, that's right. It's another episode of Community Building here on Post Show Recaps, talking Season 1, Episode 10, Environmental Science. Environmental Science. I'm Josh Wiggler. I'm joined here by one would describe her as the geologist of this podcast, Jess Sterling.
I had a bit to say, but I was going to say
the geologist of this podcast because she rocks. But do geologists just study rocks, or is that somebody else?
I think geologists study rocks. Yeah, geology is the study of rocks. No,
I don't know. I'm pretty dumb, so I'm not entirely
okay.
Sure.
I mean, sure. My bit was gonna. I was gonna hold back my hair and go. Here's Jesse.
Yeah, geology is rocks. I believe a rocologist could also work.
A rocologist.
Yeah, you like duology of rocks. No,
I mean, I think you just made that up.
All right. Well, how about this? I'm going to make this up. The top five humanologists.
There you go. Nailed it.
Is our special guest today. Our special guest joining us here on Community Building. And I'm really thrilled about this because this is somebody who has been vital, instrumental, might even be the more appropriate word given the content.
There you go.
To my podcasting career over the last many years. And yet, I believe this is the first time we've been on a podcast together with our voices swirling together simultaneously. I'm pretty sure. But this is, if you ever enjoyed The Wand Off, the song parody competition we used to do on The Wiggle Room over at Rob Has a Podcast, you can thank this man because he listened. If you ever did a Wand Off, he listened to it and he sorted through them and he put them together and he made the playlists to make it possible for us to get together and laugh so hard at the music. He is a top five human being. So potentially maybe like the super mascot of Greendale, the top five human being, Randy Newbull.
Hello. Yes. If I had like any sort of Photoshop skills, I wanted to come up with like me and like four Greendale human beings and be like top five. I'm not
good. Someone's going to make
I
that
can't
now.
Do that. I'm going to say, oh, wow. I'll put that out there. But yes, this is weird. Like, Josh, I feel like I've known you for years.
Yes.
And then, yeah, I think this is probably the first time on a podcast.
I think it is.
That's weird.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah. Just did it. I think it's possible we've played like Among Us together on like one of like the Puya streams.
I think we did. Yeah.
Not we've a had podcast. A couple, it doesn't count.
Couple and conversations for moderator stuff.
Yeah.
But
and we've definitely talked through mod stuff. Randy is one of the great moderators of our post-show recaps Discord community. I'm not going to say top five moderator because, like, I don't want to start ranking the moderators. That sounds like a moderator issue.
That sounds like a problem. Really
and idea. I don't know who we complain to at that point. Like,
I mean, as long as I'm number one, I don't care. But even still, it sounds like a
bad idea. I'm obviously number one. I mean, this is non-negotiable. If I'm ranking the moderators, then I'm going to rank myself at the top.
I think that's fair.
That's fair, I guess.
By luxury to do it that way. Randy, I'm so happy to have you here in this venue. Are you a huge Community guy?
So I've watched Community for years. I wouldn't say I'm a huge, like, I wasn't there from like day one, but I think I've watched it all. I don't know if I ever finished the final season. I can't remember.
Yeah.
I feel like I've started like a rewatch so many times. So I've seen seasons like 1 through 3 multiple times, but I'm not sure how much further I got than that. But I've always really loved it. I love any sort of show that has like a huge ensemble cast that can really, any week you don't know who you're going to get. And that's one thing I love about Community, is that how they mix and match and the stories and the storylines you get are always funny to me.
Yeah. We just came off of Debate 109, which was, I am to understand, like, the turning point. Like, we kind of like popped off, popped off, which mm-hmm. I still don't really get, after that episode, into like just what you have said would be like, we're in it now, we're really in it. And not to disparage environmental science, this is definitely a good episode of the show, and I really enjoyed myself, but I think like there's probably episodes from before this that I enjoyed more.
Yeah, that's fair. I think beyond this one, we're in the clear for like really, really good episodes by season one standards, is what I want to say.
Yeah.
I think that like this is a good one, but in my opinion, it has really like two solid storylines and one like meh storyline for me, at least. But I think from here on out,
let's check that out. If you could spoil that take.
Yeah. So I will say that for me, the storylines I enjoy the most are the Shirley Pierce storyline mm-hmm. and the Troy and Abed storyline. And I mean, I don't think it should come as any surprise to anybody that the one that doesn't really land for me as well is the Chang Jeff storyline.
Yeah. Oh, but that's the A plot.
Mm-hmm. And that's the A plot. And that's why it's tough to rate this one for me, because it's like, well, I really like the other stuff. But the main storyline, I'm kind of just like, we've been here, we've done it. Like, we've seen Jeff like go against the group, and then you realize that he actually wants to be a part of the group and, you know, is selfless for them. We've seen this storyline before. And then you're also involving Chang, who's one of my least favorite characters. So I think you're kind of just like, it's not going to land with me very well, kind of in any circumstance. And I also just think, coming off of the high of last week, that this episode just falls short for me. And it's hard when you're coming off such a great episode, I feel like it's really hard to want to rate this one high. The one thing for me that, like, I love how the ending kind of culminates together in that song. Sure. I think it's a great moment.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Chang Jeff storyline just isn't for me, honestly.
Randy, how do you feel about this one?
No, I agree with all of that. I really like, this is a solid to strong episode, like normal episode of Community. Like, there's no big shtick to it. There's nothing crazy going on. It's just them normal storylines. And I think that they are all good. I do agree. I'm not big on the Jeff Chang one. It's amazing that I like this episode as much as I do, when it is so Chang and Pierce heavy. Mm-hmm. But even with that, I still really enjoy the episode. And I think a lot of that has to do with the ending of it. And I think the way that they wrap it all up together is very smart. And I love the way they did it. And I've rewatched it a couple times this week, and I always, big smile on my face when I get to the scene in the cafeteria with Green Day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh God.
Green Day stuff is great too.
Yeah. Green Day. But what happens if I like the Jeff and Chang storyline?
You can. No one's stopping
you. I think I enjoyed that. I love Shirley and I love Pierce this season so far. It's the big surprise mm-hmm. that I'm really enjoying Chevy Chase. I have to just straight out say mm-hmm. it. But I think I mostly like I watched the episode. I think like, time is a flat circle. There is no time anymore. Was it 2 days ago? 1 day ago? I can't mm-hmm. remember. Also, Emily is out of town, so I've really lost all track of time. I have no mm-hmm. human connection right now. It's just me and the cats, and I'm losing my mind. So I can't remember when it was that I watched this. It was yesterday. I watched it yesterday. I don't really have like a firm grasp of what even really happened in the Shirley Pierce. Like, it kind of disappeared for me. Mm-hmm. Whereas with Jeff and Chang, like, I'm not going to quickly forget Chang dragging Annie's desk out of the classroom.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Which killed me. Yeah. And then, by the way, Annie taking notes from the window.
That was my favorite part for Annie of that episode. Because Annie's not really in this episode much, sadly.
Yeah, she's but not.
That picture right there of her just outside the window. Like, let's do this Monday?
Oh my God, it's so
yeah.
good.
Yeah, and the handsome hobo, the gravy train is leaving the station. Like, that is, again, for how little Annie is in this episode, I do love the moments that she does get, even though they're far and few between. Yeah, I think that, like, the Chang stuff is fine. Like, I even laughed when he's, like, crying on Jeff's shoulder and, like, wanting to rest his head on his pecs, right? Like, that's very funny. But I just think, like, the majority of it, I'm just like, I don't know. This isn't just ideal Chang.
I don't think that I yet have like the baggage with Chang, you know, like I don't have mm-hmm. that yet. You know, because my exposure to Community is like the very curated season zero that we did before we launched this podcast into the main post show recap speed and started doing it as a sequential first watch for me, rewatch for Jess and many of our guests. So I don't have that history with Chang because you curated a list of episodes that were pretty light on Chang. So like, I don't know how bad it gets with him. Mm-hmm. I have like experienced some moments where it's like, wow, that's a lot. But like, I really like Ken Jeong a lot as an actor. And I think that there were some moments this week that I thought were like genuinely very, very good and funny. So I'm actually relatively high on him this week. And like really enjoy like the dance and like the unfiltered sloppy makeout session of the dance floor killed me. So far I'm okay. That hasn't happened for me yet. I wonder how I'd be feeling if I had like the full context, the full spread of Community in my mind. How would that impact my enjoyment of this? I can imagine it might impact it greatly. Mm-hmm. But I can't weigh in there yet. I have no idea.
Yeah, I think it's like it gets worse. I think like because I think like your experiences with Chevy Chase as Pierce this season and me rewatching it, it's like, wow, Pierce isn't so bad in season one. That's kind of what I've come away from.
He's kind of great. I mean, he's obviously awful, but like Chevy Chase has been great.
Yeah, I think the moments he's in the show aren't so bad. Right. When I think of Pierce as a character, I think of like the worst moments of Pierce. And so I think like just like I think him and Chang are one in the same in that eventually they'll both get on my nerves and eventually they'll have plot lines that are that I don't want them to carry an episode. To me, that is not their purpose.
But are they getting on your nerves now because they're going to get on your nerves? You know what I mean?
I have different opinions on both of them. So I think
I'm going to be agreeing right with you, Jess.
Pierce is fine. You're liking Pierce and Chang, it's like I don't know.
Can't get over his future.
Yeah. And you can't get over his future. And I think it's also just because like he's so Chang in this episode that it's too much for me. Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
Well, I agree. I would think that Pierce, I've given him a new chance with season one. And Chang, I can't get over it. Yeah. What I know will come in the future, it's just too much.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get into the episode. Let's do the recap. We begin this week, Jess, in the cafeteria, and I'm just gonna go out on a limb and say, actually, I've seen ahead, so I know it's gonna be a dean sweep on the dean's list this week.
Yeah.
For the dean, even me, like I gotta. He's ridiculous this week. He's incredible. There's just some really great dean stuff straight out the gate. As he is announcing Enviredale.
Yes. it's such perfect Dean. He starts off, "Good morning. I'm here to kick off the first day of new tradition at our school called Green Week. All this week, Greendale College is becoming so earth smart that we're changing our name to Enviredale." Which is so unreal. Stupid.
You were right there. You were so close. You had it.
Yeah. And of course Starburns has to be like, "We're already Greendale." So the dean wants to reprint 5,000 flyers. Just the opposite of Green Week.
He's trying to save the environment.
It's such a funny line. We need to reprint these. We have 5,000. I'm trying to save the environment.
Yeah. And he announces that Green Day will be performing, which catches everybody's attention because everybody's excited about Green Day.
Yeah. Some would say that last week's Debate 109 was a turning point, a fork stuck in the road.
Oh my God, no.
For those in the visual medium watching on Twitch as we're doing this, I don't know about time, but I've grabbed me by the wrist to direct me where to go. It's a long way to go for trying to just like do the full time of your life. I'll see what else I can sneak in as we go.
Wake me up when this bit ends.
Yeah. Oh, that was another song.
Nailed it. That was the joke. Yeah.
Do you have the time? Okay, let's keep going.
So we're now in Spanish class. Everyone's taking a test. Chang has like his head on the desk. He doesn't look happy. He says, pencils down. Everyone picks their hands up except for Annie. This is a bit you were talking about. He drags her desk out of the room and shuts the door in her face. He assigns a 1-page essay entitled Annie's Mistake. Pierce asks why Annie doesn't have to write it, and Chang ups the essay to 2 pages entitled The Consequences of Questioning Authority.
Mm-hmm.
Shirley says she doesn't know enough Spanish, and he ups it to 6 pages.
Yeah.
Britta stops everybody from saying anything else and sucks up to Chang, and he changes it to 20 pages on ass kissing.
Yeah. Is that due on Monday?
Important, Annie.
From outside.
Oh my God, it's so funny.
And it's so Annie. It's so on brand for her.
I know Jess has said many times throughout the life of this podcast that she relates to Annie. And I honestly do too. I have a lot of that same.
Like, very organized.
That annoyingly over organized, like high school overachiever attitude. I fully admit that was 100% me. Mm-hmm. And so I've always loved Annie, and I thought that line kills me from her.
And she's it's the notebook too.
Yeah.
She's like ready to write it down too.
At first I didn't know why she was like, she wouldn't put her pencil down. I thought that like maybe like we were in an arc where she's like standing up defiant against Chang. But I guess she needed to get it all out.
Yeah.
I don't think we're there yet with Annie. I think that like she's willing right now. She's still very much like not like teacher's pet, but like I think she respects authority too much right now. But maybe later. I don't know. She grows.
Mm-hmm,
So we're in the Chang study room.
Dragging Annie out of the classroom is just prime material though.
And just silence. No one's saying a word.
Mm-hmm. You know, the like there's sort of the danger of Chang can really crack me up, mm-hmm. I have to say.
And I feel like because everyone has their hands like this is not the first time he's done this, that everybody knows to like, do this.
Yeah.
So we're in the study room. Pierce says if Chang gets any crazier, he'll win a Grammy Award. No one laughs, no one says anything. Annie has reported Chang to the dean, and apparently the dean's been trying to get him fired for 3 years, but nobody wants his job, which is very Greendale to me. Shirley's nervous because she has a public speaking assignment, and Pierce offers to help her. Aubyn and Troy are 3 days behind on their biology lab because Troy is afraid of rats. And Troy says that he chooses not to be around rats because they're unpopular, like centipedes and lakes. Which
I had to rewind that a few times. I was like, did he say lakes? Because I was like, what is he getting at there? I didn't really get.
Lakes aren't popular, I guess. Like it's, well, I guess it makes some sense from like my East Coast elitist perspective. It's like, why go to a lake when you can go to the ocean? You know,
I mean, I'm not that close to the ocean. I'm very close to many lakes.
Yeah, well, I'm close to the ocean, and like an ocean is clearly superior to a lake. It's really not that close,
I think I disagree. I think that lakes, they're freshwater. There aren't sharks and no jellyfish and stuff. So you're
usually
good there.
Very dirty lakes.
Yeah, but
I live around a lot of lakes.
Yeah, oceans are fairly elite, though.
Yeah.
You know, there's huge bodies of water.
Waves aren't going to like crash into me, at least.
Yeah. Lakes are cool. Definitely lakes are great. I'm not saying lakes are bad. Lakes are awesome. I love a lake. But oceans are elite.
They're more popular.
I feel like pawns would be the least popular of those, though.
Oh, yeah. I think a pond probably doesn't do... Well, it depends on the size of the pond, I suppose. Probably like a stream, you know? Mm. Or a puddle is probably where it is at the bottom of the list.
Yeah, puddles are probably the worst. Unless you have like a dog like jumping in a puddle, which is cute.
That's cute, but like still like the dog could jump in a lake and that'd be cuter.
Fair.
And like a dog is jumping in a puddle and you're like, uh-oh, what'd you jump into? What's in there? Because this isn't normally here. It's a puddle. It's here by circumstance, not by, this isn't its home, the water, you know?
Yeah. I think that like running water is still better than like standing water though. So like, I still feel like a river or a stream or a creek, if you will, is better than a pond.
What about a sink?
A sink?
Yeah. Like a sink in your home.
I would think those are pretty popular since we all have multiple probably.
Let's just rank all of the different types of water while we're here.
But one thing about this, kind of veering it back a little bit, is that this kind of shows that early side of Troy, where you see it a couple times in this episode, where he was the popular football player in high school, and that he focuses on popularity. And as he mentions other... friendship is when people do things for him and not vice versa. So you see that early side of Troy that is starting to change in the first season. And a lot of that's through his friendship with Abed. And it's kind of nice seeing that early just in when you know where Troy goes. I think that's really fun.
Yeah, I agree. It is nice to see like this is kind of a turning point for him, but we're just like, we're not quite there yet. I appreciate that it's not like a complete heel turn in his character.
Not yet.
Right. So Britta says someone has to talk to Chang and they all look at Jeff at the same time. Jeff wasn't listening and says, in a way, you're all right.
Yes. Is he just saying that's like make them feel better?
He's just saying it because he wasn't listening and he doesn't want them knowing he wasn't listening. Annie says he's the one with the silver tongue and Pierce tells him to tongue Chang, which is so disgusting. Yeah. Go tongue Chang. Jeff manipulates them into not having to do it until Troy notices that he manipulated them, which makes him the perfect candidate to go talk to Chang.
Yeah.
And
Jeff says if Chang gets any crazier, he'll win a Grammy.
It was funny that time.
It wasn't that funny when Pierce said it before.
Yeah.
Is it the chair?
That's what Pierce's philosophy is. Yeah. And so Annie calls Jeff the handsome hobo. The gravy train is leaving the station. And Troy's like, this looks funny, but we're actually serious.
Yeah.
So good. And this is when we get, this is a very popular gif. We're in the dean's office.
I love this.
The dean is watching a man dressed as a Dalmatian dancing and says, this better not awaken anything in me. Have you seen this gif?
I don't understand this. I don't understand what
I don't know that you're supposed to yet.
Yeah, that's fine.
It'll come up. Yes. Okay. This is something that I will say I did mention it briefly in Podcast Zero with you, that there's things I wanted you to notice about the dean's office. And this is something to keep in mind. A very popular gif. It gets brought up a lot.
Awaken anything in me.
Yeah.
I know we've already talked about the dean maybe sweeping today. I really wanted to think of someone different, but this scene right here, I was like, I have to. I have to just because it made me laugh.
It's mandatory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Green Day has arrived, but they're actually an older Irish band. It's Green Day was like D-A-E-Y-E or something like that.
I love it. It's so great. I mean, I knew that something was like, there was no way that actual Green Day was going to be in this episode. I mean, I would hope that this means that we'll see Green Day at some point on the show, but I have no idea. But at least in this one, like, no, they're setting this up and it's going to be something else. So when it was this older Irish band as Green Day. I was very happy about it. It was great.
So now Jeff is visiting Chang. He needs to go talk to him. Chang assumes he's there to complain about the homework assignment. Jeff immediately asks if Chang's wife has left him, and Chang asks how he knew. He's wearing the same shirt twice in 1 week, teaching them the word esposa means liar, which is actually wife. And the picture of Chang with a woman has a bubble post-it note that says, enjoy it while it lasts. It's very dark.
Wow. Yeah.
And apparently they met at a salsa club, and she liked the way that Chang danced.
And that was it.
That was it.
True love.
Yeah, it's actually fairly similar to... I was going to say that's how Emily and I met, but it's not.
Salsa dancing. I believe that. Yep. Tracks.
No. I'm like, at best, I'm like Baron Zemo in the nightclub and Falcon and Winter Soldier. Like, those are my best moves. It's just going like... Yeah, if you can watch it, I'm just like...
I feel like it's all in the arms for people who can't dance. There's like a lot of arm movement.
I do a lot of like knee stuff, I've noticed.
Like the Charlie Brown? Like the hands on
the
knees thing?
No, I've noticed that like it's like I almost like bounce up and down in place. It's very embarrassing. I'm super self-conscious and like aware of it while it's happening. I'm like...
Like, why am I moving? Why am I still bouncing? Why can't I stop?
Yeah. It's not great. Very bad.
I'm also not a great dancer. And once more, I don't like dancing. It's one of my big pet peeves whenever I go to a wedding that my mom is also at, that she will get drunk and try to pull me onto the dance floor. Mm-hmm. And I will try to redirect her to other people because I don't like it. But she's big on the feet, actually. She doesn't do the knees. She kicks the feet out constantly.
Yeah.
Don't know why. Yeah. But, So Chang smiles at Jeff and offers him a pickled bull testicle.
Yeah, what? Why does he have that?
That happened. That.
No one knows.
I did like the
offering or collecting.
That was funny.
And he has like a giant photo of like, he's like a matador or something in the background. So maybe that has something to do with it. I don't know. Chang is an odd duck.
Are you offering or collecting is just a great line.
It was great.
Yeah.
We're back in the science lab and people are singing to rats. There's Mary Had a Little Lamb. There's Row, Row, Row Your Boat, which Garrett is singing.
Garrett loves seeing Garrett. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's like, he is row. Like,
he's all the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's looking to get an A here.
Yeah.
He's trying to get on the dean's list. It's tough competition this week.
Eventually, I'm sure he'll get more points. He has really great moments. We're just not quite there. I don't even know if he has a name at this point in the show. I know he like didn't in his first episode, so I don't think that he has a name yet.
Yeah.
But Abed is singing Somewhere Out There from An American Tale to his rat. Yeah. And he's forcing Troy to join him because the rat's name is Fievel. So obviously you know, have to sing the song. Troy bumps into the cage because he sees another rat and he immediately leaps onto the desk screaming, Fievel has escaped. And the physical comedy from Donald Glover in this scene had me dying.
He does not care for the mice, the rats, the lab rats.
Mm-hmm.
Not
they're not
thing.
Cool. They're not popular.
Yeah.
They're not popular. No. Yeah. I loved seeing like him threatening to fight everyone, but they have to join him on the table because he's not getting down. And I thought that was great. And yes, his physical comedy is so funny. And you see it later in the episode with some of the faces that he's making. And yeah, he's so great throughout the series.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It reminded me almost of the experiment that Annie tricks Abed and Troy into doing, like almost like the same kind of physical comedy there, where it's just like he looks so uncomfortable with what's happening. Amazing. So we're back in Chang's office. Jeff tells Chang he'll be fine. He has to move on. They should hang out and see how single life can be. Chang asks about tonight, but Jeff says, oh, his study group has to hang out every night now because of all the homework he's been assigning. So Chang says the essay is canceled, but only for Jeff.
Only for Jeff.
Yep.
He's the only one who gets it.
Jeff folds on his crew immediately.
Instantly.
Because Chang even starts with I know that puts you in a tough position, and Jeff's already out the door. Like, well, let's go. Like, give him a chance. Doesn't even try to extend it.
Typical and this Jeff. Is what I mean by like the back and forth. It's like
Jeff balloons across. Not to use a trigger word, but like he does. Like he. You know, he like makes strides with the group, but by the end of an episode and at the start of the next one, he's like back immediately to where he was. It's just
You're like deflating the balloon? Is that what's happening?
Yeah,
okay,
he's like he goes back and forth, like it's constantly happening.
And that's why I find the character of Jeff kind of frustrating as a whole, because that happens a lot. And it's always like wrapped up within the episode when there's other people within the cast that it's not that. up and down or not that quickly wrapped up, where people have these storylines and growth over time, where Jeff, it seems like he is a jerk and then he figures it out by the end of the episode. And then the next day it happens again.
Yeah.
And, it's like hitting it's a reset frustrating button. Frustrating and annoying and repetitive from Jeff. So that's why I like that the rest of the cast can kind of step up. Like, I love a Shirley episode. I love an Annie episode. So whenever those pop up, I always enjoy that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's just because it's like, he's very one note, especially in season one. And especially because in season one, they really do focus a lot on Jeff, especially like Jeff and Abed as a pair, or like kind of like the main people in season mm-hmm. one, more so than the rest of the cast. And so I think it can get a little bit repetitive. And it's just like, I thought we figured this out. I thought he was going to be more selfless next time, but not yet. No.
And this is where I was like, have any of you seen a rat?
That was great.
Is this where he calls Jing El Tigre? I'm pretty sure this is, the moment. So we see the next day, Jeff's in the cafeteria. He has on sunglasses and is getting coffee. He tells Britta, Annie, and Troy that talking to Chain didn't do any good. He says his head hurts from the yelling and his pupils are sensitive to light because of all of the yelling.
So much yelling. That was great.
Annie feels bad. She immediately like is gullible and believes him. She feels bad. She offers to help him on his essay. Jeff says that's okay, he can do it, but maybe Annie can do his homework for him. Which is like, really, Jeff, you're pushing it. Come on.
Yeah. No, it isn't great, but he's very funny. That matters to me. He's pretty funny this week.
Britta thinks he's hiding something. She's on to him. She's more cynical than Annie is. Annie defends Jeff, and Abed is looking for Troy, and Troy runs away immediately. Abed asks Britta if they've seen Fievel. Britta says that Fievel probably found other rats and is living with them.
Yeah.
And Abed tells Britta to join the rest of them in reality.
I love it. So good. Yeah.
Oh god. She's like, Britta's just like so overly sweet to Abed. She just like treats him with kid gloves, and I love when he just like snaps back, like, Britta, come on, I'm not an idiot.
It's so funny. Right, so this is when Shirley and Pierce, like, he's trying to like coach her through. She has this public speaking thing,
right?
And, like, she just says too many ums and likes, and it's like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I mean, this kind of made a podcast career on filibustering through some ums and likes.
Yeah, and she says,
I don't know what it would look like if I cut those out. I guess the podcast would be shorter, which maybe people would like. Oh, I should.
But are you serving sandwiches?
Not to anyone other than myself, Randy. only to me.
Yes. She talks about her brownies in the internet being the next Napster, which
you love that idea.
Very dated. Pierce yells yawn in the empty classroom. Shirley wants to use note cards, but Pierce says that nobody reads from note cards. This is a good tip, I think. Like, if you're just standing there looking at note cards, no one's going to be interested in what you're saying. So this is a good tip. As much as Pierce is like not doing it in the kindest way possible, I think that like he's offering good advice at least.
Yeah.
Shirley's straight up sweating straight through her shirt. Pierce tells her not to lock her knees and then hand them a sandwich.
Hand them a sandwich. Point. Yeah.
He says to use market grabbing words like multiple orgasms.
Yeah. Is that a market grabber?
No. I don't think most people just shout that in campaign ads.
It'll get people's attention if they're not paying attention to the speech. If all of a sudden.
Yeah. It will wake you up enough that you'll have to like rejoin the conversation. Yeah, like, wait, in a way,
what did I miss?
You're all
what's
right.
Going on? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com. For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Pierce tells her not to say and like, and every time she does, he like shouts from the audience. Yeah. So he's helping her out in his own Pierce way.
I did like the line from Pierce at the end. Okay, Valley Girl.
I totally relate to that as someone who says like way too much.
Yeah.
We're in a Spanish class. Chang is explaining the difference between usted and tú. He calls Pierce old and Abed ugly. He calls Shirley Shakira and Troy dirty. Everyone's very annoyed with him, understandably.
They're not happy with Chang.
No. He reminds them of their essays and tells them it will be 30% of their grades. And he says, Jeff already turned in his essay. And they'll also have a quiz the day they turn in their essays, which just like overkill, man.
Yeah. He's just really grinding them into dust at this point.
Yep. And he's making no qualms about, you know, giving Jeff preferential treatment in front of everybody else. He gives him a high five. They talk about last night and they call each other dude. Yeah. Chang wants to go out again, but Jeff says he has to study the quiz.
I gotta study for the quiz. Well, how about this? You just got an A+.
Yeah. And everyone is on to them at this point because they leave the classroom laughing and everyone, the rest of the study group is just standing there watching them. I love this line from Annie. She calls Jeff a devious clump of overpriced fabric and hair product.
Yeah.
It's a good description.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's probably pretty accurate. I don't know what the cost of his clothes are, so I couldn't weigh in.
I feel like he's the guy who like pays far too much money for something that you could get a lot cheaper.
Yeah,
like a basic, basic t-shirt is like $60 to him.
Yeah, I definitely could see that being true. Troy says he has a weird forehead, and Britta says that they're all very disappointed in him.
I was back, Britta.
I did love the one from Shirley in there. It's like, as a member of the meek, when I inherit the earth, you better like that. I thought that was just a funny line from Shirley to hold with her religion side of things, but also be very threatening. And I love that from Shirley.
Dark Shirley is the best Shirley. Yes.
I feel like Jeff is not out of line when he says, actually, what's messed up is you guys all threatened to kick me out of the group unless I got you out of all of this stuff.
I think it was not messed.
I mean, that is not the coolest thing.
It's fair, but what he does is worse.
Everyone's doing bad stuff here. No one's doing a great job. Jeff is definitely doing the worst stuff, but it's pretty funny, too. So, again, that matters a lot to me on the show.
So it's forgiven.
I love the fake outrage. That is like one of the better parts of this scene. And then Britta calls it out and it's just like, he's using fake outrage to justify leaving. He's like, fake outrage? And of course, Annie, sweet Annie, are you breaking up with the group?
Yeah, poor Annie. Doesn't want him to leave.
So we're back in Chang's office and Chang is showing Pierce or Jeff Pierce's essay, which talks about a woman's manzanas gigante. They're like smoking cigars, which definitely isn't allowed on a school campus.
A different time, a different place. And I don't think it was allowed.
No, definitely not. They're both astounded that Pierce has been married 7 times.
How many of the 7 marriages do we explore?
Mostly, multiple? Well, we see like the result of something, like we learn more about his multiple marriages, but I'm trying to go too in depth. Yeah, it's not too much. Yeah. So Chang immediately starts sobbing and talks about how lonely he is. He's like trying to like rest his head on Jeff and Jeff just looks horribly uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah. He has to go to accounting.
Yes, which Randy knows all about, Randy.
Oh, accounting.
For him to come on board.
Seize the day, says Randy Newport.
Yeah, that's the major principle of accounting. They're seizing the day.
Not that's spreadsheets.
That's how that works.
It's not like he's hitting up strip clubs with Professor Whitman, to which Chang replies, you better not be.
Better not be. That was really funny.
Chang says that Jeff has to keep filling the void in his soul and wants to rest gently on Jeff's pecs. Jeff looks uncomfortable.
Doesn't love it.
So we're back in the study room. Pierce is trying to teach Shirley about giving a speech, and he tells her to end it with a Nicholson quote from one of his films. You can't handle a moist towelette.
Yeah.
But don't steal that one. That one's his.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what would be the best Jack Nicholson quote to use in a speech.
I have not seen a ton of Jack Nicholson movies.
Probably I'd pull out like one of the Jokers.
I've only seen the main one I can think of that I've seen, which isn't like a classic.
Would you?
Is the one with Amanda Peet and the famous older lady? I forget her name. Something's got to give.
Diane Lane. Oh my God, Emily would be so mad that I mistook Diane Lane. Emily's favorite. Loves Diane Lane.
But yeah, that's the only one I think I can really think of that I
here's really Johnny.
Seen. Yeah, the here's brownies is pretty great. Later, I mean, if you have to go with one, I thought that was a pretty great one.
Yeah. So Pierce notices Jeff isn't there, so he sits in Jeff's spot and plays with Jeff's BlackBerry. Troy and Abed enter bickering. Troy asks Abed why he cares, and Pierce replies as Jeff, I don't, and I'd rather die than listen. Abed is upset because Fievel will die because an exterminator is coming. Abed points out that Pierce is sitting in Jeff's chair and trying to act like Jeff. Everyone says, oh, and groans. Oh.
Yeah,
The double O is great. It's
Yeah. Abed says he thought Troy would want to help because they're friends. Troy says that real friends help him with things. And Abed tells Troy he would face his fears to help him. Abed starts singing the song from Fievel and runs away. And Pierce says if he gets any nuttier, they're going to put him on The View. And everyone laughs.
Yeah. It's working. He's absorbing everything from the chair.
Mm-hmm. And then he breaks the chair. So that's over. And this is where these scenes kind of intercut with one another.
Right.
So we have Abed in the hallway, seeing Fievel crawl into like a heat duct. We have Dean announcing Green Week was a rousing success. He introduces Green Day. He
no
says
one's
quickly
happy about it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not the real Green Day. Everyone boos. And Chang runs to Jeff because Jeff texted him. Jeff said he had an idea for an extra credit project. And Green Day dedicates their first song to Senor and Senora Chang.
Yes.
And it turns out Jeff arranged this.
This is how he's gonna, I don't know, is he parent trapping them? Not quite. It's sort of a parent trap. There's a little bit. It's like a light parent
trap. There's some elements of parent trapping.
Like a light parent trap.
It's like the slightest parent trap.
Yes. So we're also intercutting this with Shirley in her public speaking class. She's really struggling with her speech. She has her note cards like right in front of her face. Her professor asks her to put them down.
Yeah.
And Pierce mimes the sandwich to Shirley. He's like holding one. And this is when she does the hand motion talking about brownies. Everyone's super impressed.
Yeah, they're orgasmically delicious.
Here's brownies.
Yeah, that's very good. Yeah. All while Abed and Troy are singing their version of what is it just called Somewhere Out There.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it's been a while since I've seen An American Tale. Love Will.
I don't know that I've ever seen it.
I think I've seen that, but isn't like I feel like I remember the sequel more because this is the sequel Fievel Goes West. Yeah, I remember that one more than I remember An American Tale.
I don't know if I remember it more, but I think I do struggle with like when I'm trying to think of what it's called. I think I just go with Fievel Goes West before I go American Tale.
Mm-hmm.
I think I just think Fievel Goes West.
It's the name recognition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fievel Goes West is a better name than An American Tale anyway. I think. Yep.
Fievel Goes West up Troy's pant leg.
Yeah. Fievel Goes West is a great name.
I do want to call out something that I find very odd. In this, so I love the music from the Irish band Green Day, obviously, and then over Troy and Abed singing. But then I find it, Senor and Senora Chang, who met at a salsa class, all of a sudden they're like Lord of the Dance with their Irish jig. Like, what's going on at this salsa club?
Yeah.
Maybe they did multiple dance lessons to different types of music.
I mean, that was not salsa. That's all I know.
I could not have told you if that was salsa or not. I do know, like, what is it? Like Lord of the Dance or whatever?
Lord of the Dance.
Yeah. He was doing that for a while.
Yeah. He's just really good at dancing, I guess.
Yeah. Must be.
Lord of the Dance.
The way those all culminate together on top of each other, those scenes is really cool.
Yeah, basically we have like a mixture of the Fievel song and Green Day, and then we see like Chang and his wife like full on MOing in the middle of the dance floor.
It's really great.
It's a lot. And Britta knows that like Jeff is responsible for this. So Chang makes a speech. He says he's been a horrible husband and a horrible teacher. He cancels the essay, but does assign Jeff a one-page essay entitled Taking Advantage of the Emotionally Vulnerable.
They drop the mic. Booyah.
Yep. And Britta asks if he did that for the group. Jeff says he thought that hanging out with them was the worst way to pass Spanish, but he was wrong. He'd rather hang out with them than Chang, which, I mean, me too. Annie apologizes for calling him a hobo and tells him he can rejoin the group, and everybody starts dancing. Pierce tells Jeff he knows the secret.
I know about the chair. It's such a good line.
That was great.
I know about the chair.
And then we're in the after credit scene. I love this one. Trey and Abed are like filling their water guns. They're getting ready for a water fight. Pierce enters with a very tiny water gun. And Trey makes fun of him.
You gonna throw that at us when you take the real one off your back, John McClane style? And he just pepper sprays them in the face.
Right. It's pepper water.
Pepper water.
He puts pepper water in. Yeah. So that's Streets Ahead for sure.
Oh,
obviously. Yeah, very
pepper water is very good.
I did one funny moment from the commentary this week. Apparently Donald Glover would do an Obama impression and hit on Yvette Nicole Brown with it.
That's great.
Behind the scenes. It's just amazing to know.
That's awesome.
And they do joke about people wanting Britta and Troy to get together.
Yeah.
I think that they did the commentaries after a few seasons. So I guess that tracks, but they joke about it. And then little does Dan Harmon know that's exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So, yeah, not my favorite thing.
Well, that's the episode. I would say very cute, if not hot, you know, like a very cute episode. Really, really good. Definitely like another one of the episodes where I'm like, I'm really glad we're watching Community. Not really, not in the vicinity of last week for me, but still strong, still solid.
It's not one of those ones that when you think back on the history of Community, it's one that sticks in your head and really jumps out. But it's a good, solid building episode. Like it's a normal day at Greendale episode, but it's still fun, and I like those every now and then.
Yeah,
needs more Annie, but it's okay.
Agreed.
Oh my god. All right, let's get into some F Community feedback from the great Av Zanensky. Av writes in with his top 5 Jack Nicholson product placement quotes.
I loved these so much, I had to include them.
Yeah. We don't have to read them all. Have you ever danced with the devil dogs in the pale moonlight is very good.
Here's Johnny Rockets.
Yeah, that's great.
That's a good one. I like that one.
Yeah, that's really funny. The wisecrack B, he's a GDB, says, I'm usually a Chang defender, but I have to agree that he gets to be a bit much when he's in the A plot. There's still some gems in here, though, like Annie's handsome hobo train departure and Troy and Abed's heartwarming Fievel debut. Chang wasn't too much for me, but I don't have the Chang baggage. I can't can't weigh in. I don't have that with me.
Eric Divestein says, I find it difficult to unravel Jeff's motivations in this episode. Do you think in the end, he's motivated primarily by a desire to help Chang, the study group, or himself?
It could be all three.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing. We like to pretend that he's being selfless by like getting Chang back together with his wife because it benefits Chang. It benefits the group because Chang's not going to be in a horrible mood anymore. But realistically, Jeff doesn't want to hang out with Chang anymore. Yeah. Like he got himself into a really sticky situation and he doesn't want to be in it anymore. So I think, like, if we're looking at primary motivation, in my opinion, it's that Jeff does not want to hang out with Chang anymore.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree that's more. That's his way to get Chang off his back.
Yeah, but it's funny, so I forgive him.
There you go. Riley, the essayist, writes in and says, I think this is a fine season one episode. Very average for me. It's so Chang focused as well. It's like a bleh episode. And Jeff being selfish, but learning not to be selfish because the group is so basic and has been done to death in the first half of season one already.
Yeah, I would say that's right. I think we've done it. We've done it a bunch.
Been there, done that.
Yeah. I think like sort of like this is a good, not great episode of it all gets reflected, at least in my meow meows. Mm-hmm. I gave Britta a 2 just because, like, I couldn't think of, like, what Britta did in this. Mm-hmm.
Britta's in this?
Yeah, I mean, it is funny when she gets admonished and is like, rein it in, Britta, but, like, that's more Pierce than Britta. Mm-hmm. Then I gave Annie, who also is barely in this, a 3, a full point higher because she's got 2 really funny sight gags, one when she's by the window and then when she's when the train is leaving. So I gave her a 3. I think 3.5 to Jeff, Pierce, Shirley, and Chang. Like, I think they are all at an equal level of funny for me, which is, like, pretty funny. I laughed a lot of the stuff that they did, but nothing totally slayed me. And I give Abed and Troy both a 4 for the providing the score to that final piece of the episode, which I really did love. As I loved American Tale. I loved Fievel Goes West. When I was a kid, I really loved Fievel. I thought Fievel was the best. So I wasn't expecting that call out, and I was really happy to get it. So them's my meow meows.
Yeah, it's a fun callback. So I was somewhat similar there. I started with Shirley and Pierce. I gave them both 4. I can't believe I'm giving Pierce that many points, but this was a good episode. He only had one slightly racist remark right at the beginning when they talked about Green Week, which did make me laugh a little bit when he said
progress, right?
Yeah, you know, exactly. Only one. I gave 3.5 to Troy, Abed, and Annie. Troy and Abed, great episode for them. I love their storyline. They could have been more, but that would have been more if they were in the A plot. They could have been seen a little bit more. Annie, as you said, she wasn't in a lot of it, but she had some great moments. Plus, I love Annie. I think that was a good placement for her. I gave Jeff 3 just because he tires on me, and it was nothing new there from him. It was just kind of the same. I gave Chang 2 because Chang is just Chang. my fairly probably controversial one was I gave Britta 1.5, and I put her low. I'm not a fan of Britta. In this episode, all Britta did was question what was judge what was going on, have a snarky remark, and I think she should have written the 20-page paper in Espanol on ass kissing. Because that's just what Brit... Like, I think it would have been helpful for her. I think it would have helped her in her journey.
Because, so are you, like... okay, how you feel about Britta? Is it this specific episode, or is it, like, the Britta character?
It's like general Britta.
It's kind of the Britta character, but this episode, she really does, like... All she does is glare at people and give, like, a snotty response. She does nothing, like, helpful in the episode, I feel like. And the one part where we did laugh was fully because of Abed shutting her down.
Yeah, that's fair.
So I'm not a fan of Britta, so I'm giving her 1.5 because I didn't like her and I don't like her on this episode.
Randy would like to get rid of Britta.
I love it. I love the heat.
I'm along the same lines as Randy for the most part. So at the low end of mine, I have Britta at a 2.5. To me, this is like average. She's not really around that much. She doesn't get the little boost. I gave Annie a 3 because of those like 2 specific moments when she gets dragged out of the desk and.
But yeah.
No, I did not give Annie a 3.5. I gave her the same score you did.
Yes, it was a joke.
Yeah, and I take it very seriously.
Well, we popped off.
So Britta gets a 2.5, Annie gets a 3, Jeff also gets a 3. I mean, I could even give him a 2.5, honestly, because it's just like, he's fine for me. I gave Shirley and Abed and Troy all 3.5s. I like what they had to offer. I thought they were funny, not like the funniest thing ever, but they had good moments. I gave Pierce a 4. And the thing is,
been very funny.
He was very helpful to Shirley, and like, not because he had ulterior motives. Like, yeah, that's the thing. Like, you have to give him credit when credit is due, because I'll lay into him when the time comes. But I just think, like, I don't mind being a little bit more liberal with my meow meow beans with him right now, because I know what's coming for him. And I think that if I'm going to condemn him when he's awful, I have to give him credit when he's good.
Yeah.
So 4 for Pierce. Jane gets a 2. Like, he just bothers me. Annoys me. So it is what it is. And the reason I didn't go lower, I almost gave a 1.5. And then I was like, no, because I did laugh when he like cries on Jeff. Like, that was funny. So I gave him a 2, which we've had significant movement in our season 1 character rankings. Like, it is a tight race, people. Abed is still in the lead with 104, but not as much in the lead as he was. So right below him is Troy at 100.5. He's moved up, and he's not too far from Abed. We have a really tight race in the middle. Annie, Jeff, and Shirley are all tied at 99. So they're only 1.5 away from Troy. Britt is at a 97.5 right now. She's dropped a bunch of spots recently. Sorry. Yeah. Blame Randy. And then Pierce actually isn't as far behind as one would think. He's at a 94.5. So 3 points
it's behind. It's pretty competitive. It's like, it's a less than 10-point spread for 1 through 7. But obviously Chang is streets behind. Yeah. 49.
Yeah, 49. There's no chance.
There's some episodes where he just doesn't show up. And then when he does show up, he gets no respect. So he's just, he's way behind on the meow meows. The gods
I'm
are
just
gotcha.
Gonna say, with these rankings and season by season, with Jess making up a third of these points, Chang's never gonna be much higher. Just
the thing is, I think you could put anybody on this podcast and that's fair.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I would do the same thing.
Yeah, I think at least the majority of people don't, especially like later on Chang. Like, again, like, I like him. We've talked about this. I like him in like the modern warfare sense. Like, I think that's the perfect version of Chang. Just a little dab will do ya. You know, you don't need to overwhelm the dish with Chang. Mm-hmm. Is my opinion. A little seasoning, you know? He's like red pepper flakes or something. You don't need a lot.
I do like red pepper flakes.
Oh, see, I don't like spice. So Dean's list, we talked about this. Very obviously.
It's a Dean sweep. Yeah, mm-hmm. Dean sweep. Yeah. There's no other better option for sure. And on top of that, he's just a terrific option. He's very funny in the scenes that he's in.
Between that and the in Green Day, it's and all the stuff at the beginning with him in Virodale, it's hard not to.
Very strong Dean episode. Yeah, for sure.
Yes. So obviously Dean is at 10 points at the very top of our list. Next up is Vaughn. So that's kind of where then he has 5. So that's kind of where we stand currently. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The cool ratings for the episode.
All right. So I land ultimately at a 2.8, I think, which I think is my highest in the 2s. I've previously in the 2 category, the pilot was like a 2.5 baseline episode for me. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I've gone lower than that. I think the pilot
2.5. You gave Advanced Criminal Law.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like I've put those two at the same level. And then Spanish 101, I had given a 2.6. Environmental science, like, I can see the world in which that goes a little higher or even a little lower. And I'm not entirely sure where I'm at with it. Like, great. Like, I think that this is going to be an episode that I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why I ultimately decided to push it into the 2s. There was a moment where I had it at 3. Because I think I'll probably mostly forget this one. And I think that it might even be a little bit high riding the buzz of last week. But there also were some very funny things that happened in this one. So don't want to discount. I keep going back to, but it just killed me when he dragged Annie out and then Annie's at the window. Like, that sight gag just destroyed me when I watched it. I thought it was so funny. And the post credits is really, really remarkable this week.
It's a great post credits.
Yeah, really. I agree. Like, even like when we were leading up to this week, I was like, which one is environmental science again? I think it also suffers just because the name isn't. I just don't think that's a great name for this episode.
Other than it's the first joke of the episode, and it gets us to Green Day, but it really doesn't have anything to do with anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually had that panic last week when I was listening to Community Building, and you're like, oh, next week is environmental science with Randy. I'm like, wait, environmental science? Like, just because I was like, that has nothing to do with the episode. What's good?
Yeah, so I think that causes the episode to suffer slightly. I gave it a 2.7. I had very similar thoughts to Josh. I don't think this is one that like pops in my mind as one I'd want to rewatch. I mean, for me, it's like kind of on the low end of my ratings. The only things lower than it are Spanish 101, which has 2.2, and Advanced Criminal Law at a 2.6.
Yeah,
it's still a good episode. And like I said, I like two of the three plot lines. I guess three if you include the Dean plot line. It's just like the Jeff and Chang stuff, and that dominates the episode. So there's only so high I can go with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, as I said at the beginning, I'm shocked that I'm giving an episode that's so Pierce and Chang heavy such a good score. But I actually gave it a 3.1. I think it's a good episode. It's a strong episode. There's lots of funny bits here and there. But it's not amazing. It's not one that you're going to remember forever and ever and ever. I fully agree with that. So I debated between 3 and 3.1. I thought that was kind of right, the right area. So I ended up with 3.1.
Mm-hmm. The audience was kind of all around where we were, a 2.92 average, which brings the current average to a 2.88. It is in seventh place out of 10. So
that sounds right.
That feels about right.
Yeah. It's about right. Yeah, I would still argue that I like the pilot a little bit more, but I understand that some people don't.
I think that in hindsight, I would boost the pilot. That makes me think, like, did I rate this one too high?
Pilot was too Jeff heavy, because that was when it was the Jeff show.
But yeah. I'll remember the pilot in a way that I'm not going to remember this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I mean, I'll always...
amending it? I'll amend it on the fly if you want to amend it.
Let me do some thinking real quick.
On this one, I always remember Fievel. I always remember Green Day. Those are two big ones.
The name
is terrible for like, what it should be.
Yeah, like I'm trying to think of a class
introduction to.
I think it could be something related to. I mean, like something related to like global warming or something like that would even be better because you'd remember Green Day more.
Yeah,
yeah.
I am. I'm copycatting you. I'm going with a 2.7. Like I'm kind of following your lead here on that score. I know it's like such a marginal difference between a 2.8 and a 2.7, but it does matter to a certain degree.
Mm-hmm.
And I think like I can live with this being like just like a couple notches past the pilot.
Yep. And this is like, the first time our ratings have matched.
I can live with this being a couple notches past the pilot, but a few notches past the pilot, and that's just one too many.
The big song finish is what pushed it from a 3 to a 3.1 for me.
Fair enough. Totally.
That's fair. And I do think that like these, like if we're even looking at like Troy as an example, Troy in the pilot is not like fully formed Troy.
No.
This is much more like Troy as we see later. So I think like that could be the argument for liking it more. I just thought that the pilot did such a good job in like a 25 minute span of setting up these characters that I thought it was really good. But I get why people wouldn't have it that high. So it's still number 7 at a 2.85, above Advanced Criminal Law at a 2.72, and below Football, Feminism, and You, at which has a 3.19.
Yeah.
So probably not going to move too much anytime soon.
There's a pretty good gap in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. So that was the episode.
All right. So that's the episode. So where are we going next week?
We are going to The Politics of Human Sexuality. And this one has a very apt name, I think. It's a great episode. Season 1, episode 11. Special guest coming on.
Okay.
You've probably heard her voice pretty recently.
If you listen to Post Show Recaps Theater.
Yes, she specifically requested this episode. The great Lindsay Wilson is coming on next.
Everybody get up.
Yeah.
Now we got a real jam going down.
Welcome Lindsay Wilson.
I used to have that soundtrack. I love this soundtrack. All right.
Nice. Okay, so Lindsay Wilson is going to be joining us for community building next week. Super exciting. Really hyped.
Yeah, she's working towards that hat trick.
Yeah. Wave your hands in the air. The hat trick is hard to get now because Watchmen's Wiggler hasn't been around for a minute. Forget that. That doesn't matter. All right, that's exciting. All right, the politics of human sexuality. Okay. Well, that feels like that could be charged.
It's going to be great. I'm excited. It's a funny one. It's very funny. Yeah. Based on my memory, it's a really funny one. You're going to like it.
Great. Randy, were there any like lingering community thoughts that you wanted to get out there while we've got you, while you've got us?
I feel like I've spoken my truth on Britta.
Yeah,
so I feel good. I feel good about that.
That's great.
I felt good to get that out there.
Yeah.
And it's season one Britta that you don't like, or is it like what she?
I really don't like any Britta at all.
Wow.
Fascinating to me.
I just but she's still like above Chang, so if that gives her something.
I mean, I would certainly hope so. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
But yeah, I think I've loved the amount of love that you guys have been giving to Shirley, because I feel like Shirley is a criminally underrated character throughout the series that people
so much
don't like her, it seems like, and she's always near the top of my list. So Shirley, Annie, Troy, and Abed are really my four that I love. I think
Shirley is like my personal favorite still.
I've always loved Yvette Nicole Brown, and so that
she's great.
She's so great. So yeah, I think I generally agree with a lot of what you guys are saying on that stuff. So, yeah, that's all I got there.
All right. Well, Randy, what a pleasure. Top five Greendale human being in the house.
I expect Randy to see that photoshopped from
someone needs to work on that.
If someone doesn't do that, that's going to be very, very disappointing.
It'd be disappointing.
Yeah, from our post-show recaps community. So much going on post-show recaps, whether it's Down the Hatch, we've got Falcon and the Winter Soldier. So many things are happening. So if you're not subscribed to all of our various feeds, we recommend you do. You could also just subscribe to the main feed, get all of our shows as they come out. You could also join us on Patreon if you'd like to become a member of the Patreon. You get episodes of Community Building early in the patron-only feed. You also get to watch us record the podcast most weeks. Not going to be every single week, but it's so far been like basically
every been every week so far.
Yeah, there's going to come times where we're not going to do this live, and that's totally fine. But so far, they've been live, so that is certainly a perk. And there's plenty of other patron-only shows that we do, including the aforementioned post-show recaps theater. By the time you are listening to this in the main feed, you are just a few hours past the point that we did post-show recaps theater live for the first time, talking about the Nicolas Cage movie next. So you can listen to that podcast at the very least if you sign up for the Patreon at the podcast only level, or you can sign up at the Discord level. Join us in the Discord, one of the best communities, I would say, probably just like in human history, in the history of human
That's
beings.
All right. Yeah.
For sure.
Top five community in human being history would be my vote. So consider signing up patreon.com/postshowrecaps. It's patreon.com/postshowrecaps. Jess Sterling, what shit have the 90s shows taught you on Shit 90s Pod recently?
We're in season two now of Dawson's Creek. So we got to talk all about Pacey's frosted tips, which was very exciting. Jen's hair is not looking so great. Not a big fan of that. But Wig Watch, we were on Wig Watch also, because again, season two, you gotta love a transition into a new season where they have to pretend that everybody has the same hair. We are still in season two of Boy Meets World. Actually, if you are a member of the post-show recaps patron community, recognizable voice came on our most recent Boy Meets World podcast, Chad, who is a famous
amazing
dungeon master in these parts. He was on our podcast recently.
The DM. Yeah.
We had a ton of fun. It was a wild and crazy time. He bought his girlfriend banana sheets for some reason at some cool point. Give that a listen.
What do you mean for some reason? The pretty he obvious reason. Would,
like, yeah. What is the obvious reason that I'm missing?
To have banana sheets? He printed 5,000 of them, okay? He's trying to save the environment.
Yes, yeah, so go give that a listen at Shit 90s Pod on all social media.
Cool. Randy, anything you want to plug? Where can people find you online?
You can find me on Twitter at Randy Knoop, RandyKNUP. I tweet stuff, a lot of stuff. Just in general, I watch way too much reality television, and a lot of times I do drafts about them. So that's what's going on there. Yeah, I think that's all I really have.
Cool.
Randy's draft man extraordinaire. No.
Jess, where can the people find you?
I am at the Jess Sterling on Twitter.
Okay.
The one and only.
And I am at Round Howard. You can find me there. You can find us here next week. More community building. Until then, until next time, Corey B, take us away.
This is a show about a team that started to grow a community. Wiggler and Jess, here till it ends. Meet up to Pastor Fail Greendale with all of our friends. The brightest timeline's here to shine away. Community building is here to stay.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.